The Bush administration is trying to convince Arab governments that a new U.S. initiative is not an attempt to impose reform on the Arab world. Secretary of State Colin Powell is just back from a visit to Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, where he told officials that the United States believes that any steps toward political, social, and economic reform must come from Arab governments themselves. But some Arab leaders remain skeptical of what the Bush administration calls the Greater Middle East Initiative. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Greater Middle East Initiative has its beginnings in the administration's belief that a lack of democracy and opportunity fuels Islamic militancy and terrorism in the Arab world. The proposal, according to U.S. officials, is still a work in progress, but it's expected to be a broad plan for encouraging reform at all levels of Arab society. The Bush administration planned to present the initiative at the G8 summit in June, but a draft of the proposal was leaked to the Arab press. Arab governments were outraged because they had not been consulted. Imad Mustafa is Syria's ambassador to Washington.
They just write this document here in D.C. and give it to the media. The Arab world read about it through the media. Nobody consulted with those people there. Is this really concern about the Arab world?
In recent weeks, administration officials have been trying to repair the damage. Undersecretary of State Mark Grossman visited the Middle East earlier this month to explain U.S. intentions.
One of the very first things I said was that it was a shame that document leaked, and that people should have heard about this in some other way.
Grossman visited Morocco, Egypt, Bahrain, and Jordan, where he met with government officials, non-governmental organizations, and private citizens. He says his talks in the region have had an impact on the administration's strategy.
I think it helped us understand how better to talk about it, emphasizing that we know the best ideas will come from the region for reform. It's very important to emphasize that we understand that each country is different.
Grossman notes that people in the Middle East already are talking about reform on their own.
The job, as we see it, for the United States is to position ourselves so that we can support those reformers in the region. Not tell them what to do and how to live their lives, but to support the efforts that they are making.
Grossman suggests that the United States and like-minded countries could help Arab governments to improve their elections process, provide advice on how to bolster the role of civil society and non-governmental organizations, and support programs to empower women, perhaps through microcredit to finance small businesses. It sounds very much like an existing U.S. program known as the Middle East Partnership Initiative. Grossman could not explain how the new initiative will be different. He said the plans are still under discussion. Whatever the initiative turns out to be, Arab officials warn that it will fail if it does not address the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Nabil Fahmy is Egypt's ambassador to Washington.
Calls for reform from abroad will never be given the credibility they need if they don't hold the same standard to responding to the problem that is most difficult for Middle Easterners, which is the Arab-Israeli conflict. If you're going to come and say, we will help you change your societies, but we won't help you solve the problem greatest on your minds, people will question your own credibility and sincerity.
Mark Grossman says he told Arab leaders that U.S. support for reform is not a substitute for efforts to resolve the Middle East conflict.
At the same time, I also said to people that the difficulties in resolving that conflict, and they are huge, can't be used as an excuse to defer efforts for democracy and efforts for economic reform and efforts to empower women.
Syria's ambassador Mustafa has another criticism of the Greater Middle East Initiative. He says that it actually hurts advocates of Arab reform because people in the Middle East, he says, see them as tools of the Bush administration.
The outspoken, prominent Arab reformers were very upset by this initiative because they are saying what is the American administration is doing. It is undermining our efforts because the U.S. administration is not regarded in the Arab world as an administration who cares really for the problems of the Arab world.
Egypt's ambassador Nabil Fahmy also questions the initiative's underlying premise.
Because the premise is September 11th happened because of a lack of reform in the Middle East. And I take issue with that, frankly. Every society has people on the margins, some of whom are violent. You've had Timothy McVeigh. Terrorism is not a function of Arab culture or Islam.
Despite the criticism, President Bush has made the new initiative a cornerstone of his foreign policy. Mark Grossman says the president will explore the concept with European allies in June. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.